Hello, my name is Usha Patel, and I'd like to welcome you today to The Path, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group. This show is specifically designed to share with you some of the secrets, some of the strategies, some of the tools, and you know, believe it or not, superpowers that some of our rising stars are using to get on their success path. And today I have Eric Ledbetter, and he's from our Clinton, New Jersey office of Keller Williams, and John Phillips, who's one of our newer agents who's really seeing a lot of success. And so I'd like to welcome you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Eric. Welcome, John. Thank you so much for being here today. So you could both be out there doing power hour, lead generation, and getting more contracts.
Yeah.
Instead, you guys are here sharing some of the great things about what you're doing working together.
Yeah.
So let's just start with you, Eric. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been in business. It's not been that long, and you've got such success already.
Yeah, so I started back in May of 2014, so I've only been in real estate for just over 2 years. And in my first full year, I think my volume was about $3.5 million. And
wow.
Then in my second year, I'm about to hit $8 million.
$8 million in volume in your second year.
Yeah, yeah.
That so really
crazy.
Rocks.
yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Because you know what? I know agents that are 15 years or more sometimes that are still having a struggle.
Yeah, it blows my mind every day.
Yeah. What do you think the success strategies or your focus has been? What do you think has gotten you there?
I always have a vision for myself.
Okay.
And I think that's important to kind of keep in front of me what I want to get and how I want to get there. And hard work and take action. I mean, I get up every day with a purpose. So that's my...
So you have a good vision and a good plan and you take action.
100%.
So just within 2 years, you've been in the real estate world helping a lot of clients.
Yeah.
And your role right now is as a productivity coach. And actually, it's with our newest office.
Yeah.
And that's in Clinton, New Jersey. Yeah. And I think it's about 100 agents. And you're the productivity coach. Tell a lot of the viewers today how that all came about for you. I mean, you're already in a leadership role.
Yeah.
You've still got your real estate business.
Yeah.
And you're now on a path for helping agents as well.
Yeah, so it goes back to that vision. When I first started in real estate, I've always had real estate in my head. Even before real estate, I just knew I wanted to be in real estate in some capacity. So when I first started, I was watching the leadership around me.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the gate, from the beginning, I said, I'm going to do that. And then I just kind of put the bug out there and I let people know I have something bigger in my head than where I am right now. And so that's how I got started. And I think within 6 months, I was having conversations with team leaders about how do I get to the next step.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So they already knew that you had a passion for being in leadership.
Yeah.
And so exploring that kind of got you into the position that you're in right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so at the Clinton office, mm-hmm. how many agents are you coaching? And how long have you been a productivity coach?
I've been a productivity coach for a month and a half.
A month and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah.
So for the viewers, really, you don't have to be in the real estate world or in business for that long before you could actually really get promotion in terms of opportunities.
Yeah, the opportunity came and was offered, and I took it in a second because I knew that's where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So we have about 30 people in our coaching program right now doing some pretty awesome stuff.
And John's one of
them. John's one of them, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to come back to you just so that we can really, again, share the success, even that short period of time that you've gotten on this path. And so, John, tell us about how you got started in real estate. And again, because a lot of our viewers may be new, mm-hmm. they may be seasoned agents or even people exploring the real estate option as a business. How long have you been in real estate? How
can
did
I start
you get
from the
started?
Beginning?
Start from the beginning so we can all know your story.
Well, as I was getting older in life and having family and everything, I needed to maximize my time and make the most amount of money and profit by it. So I decided to take a real estate class last fall, And during that class, I met Tara Stone, who is the team leader from the Clinton office.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah, and
she's unstoppable.
Yeah, and her power and her just right. energy that when yeah. she came to our office and talked about Keller Williams and everything that they offer, right. I just knew that I wanted to be with that team. And I just, as when I signed up about in February, I learned to maximize your time and right. do and using the tools that they offer. Pro coach Eric, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? He just knows what I need, and we just focus on it, and they have the tools there to their new agents to right. to maximize what you can do
right.
with what you have right now. And that's right now, as I'm doing that, I got a couple listings. I think I have 8 listings right now.
You've got 8 listings?
Yeah, 8 listings, and I just signed up, like I said, in February of 2016. So right now I'm just focusing on the listings of properties and also in investment properties as well.
Right, right. So, you know, I hear a lot of new agents, when they first get started in real estate, listings is not something that they focus on. Mm-hmm. Many times a newer agent might think that it's easier to work with a buyer. Uh-huh. And of course, we're serving our community with buyers and sellers, and our sellers are buyers too. Mm-hmm. However, we also know that focusing on listings can really help us build our business.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, for us with coaching, that is the focus. And what the great thing about is that you're actually on that path of taking listings yeah. and serving sellers. So yeah. your business has a really good chance of growing quickly.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
So in the short period of time that you've started with real estate, what kind of training have you received and what kind of focus? You talked about focus and time, and obviously mm-hmm. those are really important aspects. Share with us about some of the training that you've received.
Well, besides the one-on-one I have with Eric, we have one about once a month, mm-hmm. maybe. We have meetings. I also went to BOLD, which is a program that's offered by Keller Williams, and Eric was there as well with me.
Right, yeah.
And that's a program to, it's not fun, it's increase your stress, I believe. Yeah. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, sure.
By increasing your stress, you learn to maximize without any pressure, you'll have no gain in life, anything you do.
That's right.
In any kind of business you have. And it's a way, you have to learn to stress yourself. And to increase your productivity.
Yeah.
And also in that, there's many different things like time management and, mm-hmm. and just maximize your profitability again.
Yeah. Everything in life that we desire is outside our comfort zone.
Exactly.
The more we stay in our comfort zone, the more we're really, you know, limiting our opportunities. Yeah. So many of the coaches and Gary Keller and Tony DiCello, you know, they're constantly really pointing that out, that, you know, if you're comfortable, then you're not growing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not growing, there's no opportunities.
Yeah.
So how did BOLD stress you out? Tell us about BOLD.
How did it stress me out? Let's see, when was BOLD? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Monday night, I was like, do I have to go? But no, it really taught you how to go out of your comfort zone, lead generate, and that's mm-hmm. one thing, like getting into real estate, I really didn't understand that,
right.
but now looking back at it, like lead generating, getting on the phone, calling people constantly, expireds, mm-hmm. for sale by owners, and just getting out there to people to know that you're in the real estate business is how you grow. You don't grow by sitting on your couch waiting, looking at the phone. You got to pick the phone up. You got to call. So that's what I got out of it. And also, like I said, time blocking. Time blocking to me was a huge thing. Having a family, I need time for many different things.
Right.
And I felt like by doing one day a week with the BOLD on Tuesday took away from doing other stuff. But I think I even got more done during those 7 weeks
right.
by taking BOLD, just because like you learn to maximize every minute of your day. And sit down and schedule.
Yeah. When I first got started in real estate, that was one of the first things that my coach got me to do, and that was time block. And number one, time block, family time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, time block, personal time.
Yeah.
And there was also time blocking working on the business mm-hmm. and working in the business.
Yeah. Right.
So working on the business was working, learning, and putting systems in so that way your business would grow. And working in the business was lead generation,
right.
working with the clients, going on appointments, writing contracts and all that.
Yeah.
So it is an interesting thing And a very important aspect of success for anyone in business to constantly be working in your business and working on your business.
Yeah, you're right.
So doing bold once a week was working on your business, but it was also working in your business because of the lead generation you did.
Yeah.
So did a lot of your listings come during this short period of time, or have they been a steady flow
of
business?
During bold, I picked up two listings.
Okay.
But looking back at most of the listings, there were just calling, lead generating, calling people. You start off with, I mean, they teach you, he teaches you, he's like, take your phone, that's your database right now. Before you get anything else, start on your phone. Go to your circle. Your circle is your family and friends. Call them. They want to help you. Call them up. Do you know anybody that wants to buy, sell, or in real estate, anything? And that's what that's why I started. And from there, it just keeps growing.
So very important for agents to have a database.
Yes.
Yeah, or a database, right?
Yeah.
database, whichever way you want to call it. and that definitely is, you know, it's I'm always amazed at how agents, sometimes, you know, real estate folks, we talk about it and yet there's not a lot of focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that is that's our business. If we don't have a business, if we don't have a database, we don't have a business.
Yeah.
It's all relationships. Yeah. So,
one of the things that I loved about Bold as well, because I was there with John, and
that's right,
was really the Bold laws. There's this thing called Bold laws that you're in Bold, and so beyond lead generating and beyond the tools that they give you, it really is about mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I took away from Bold was really just one of the Bold laws is what you focus on expands, and that to me was such an eye opener because if people just kind of hone in and focus on what they want, it typically happens.
That's right.
It's not easy, but it typically happens. Yeah. And so that's what I got out of Bold.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Yeah, life isn't easy. It's simple, but it's not easy.
Sure.
Yeah. Business is simple, but not easy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And absolutely what we focus on. So the Bold laws are very powerful, and I'm always grateful for Diana Kokoska writing that Bold program. And I know it's really helped us with leveraging, you know, as productivity coaches, we find that it's definitely a program that really helps us to leverage the education, because we also, you know, as leaders, we walk the walk and talk the talk. So tell us a little bit about it. It was your first time and you jumped into the leadership role.
Yeah.
How did that work out in terms of you leading the rest of the leaders and also being able to be a great role model for the agents?
Yeah, so I think it's one of the things that you know, John was talking about with Bold is sometimes you have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations in order to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we were sitting at our within our teams, they posed this question, who wants to take the leadership role within your team? And I'm with all these great leaders already.
Yes.
So something in me said, just raise your hand and take the leadership role. I had no idea what to expect, but I raised my hand and a couple of the other leaders pointed at me at the same time, so I knew I was it. And so that was, I was uncomfortable. It was a crazy situation to be in, but I took the bull by the horns and just decided to run with it, and it was a great experience. Yeah.
Many times, you know, I've been told that if you just step up, the opportunities will show up. And we just have to show up and the opportunity. So anytime that somebody's a great piece of advice is that if you feel concerned, just step up. Step up and things, amazing gifts will show up for you.
And I had all these wonderful people challenging me every single day, even after Bold. I mean, just, you know, through text messages or phone calls or just in our daily practice, we had accountability partners. We had people to call when we needed somebody to say, hey, I'm having a moment that I am confused or I have a question or this is challenging. And all these people, you know, even John, all these guys, all these people are just there for you 100%. And that to me is awesome.
So a lot of collaboration, a lot of teamwork allows growth and success with people and through people.
And that's, I feel like, as joining Keller Williams, that's why I feel like the whole, our offices, it's like you could talk to anybody. I could talk to an agent that's been in business for 10 years, and they're not going to give you the cold shoulder, like, who are you?
Right.
They're
going to
say, how you doing? Yeah, I'll help you.
I know, I was at the Clinton office on Thursday at the team meeting, and Fred, he has $4 million under contract pending.
Yeah.
And
superstar.
Just a great person that's always willing to help,
right?
Yeah. So that's the environment.
Oh, completely. I mean, yeah. I've worked in the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania office and now the Clinton, New Jersey office.
Yes.
And hands down, the most collaborative group mm-hmm. of people, agents that have been with Keller Williams for a long time. You can walk down a hallway and mm-hmm. say, hey, I'm having a challenging situation or, you know, something's, and they'll sit with you
right.
and talk, you know, through that experience, mm-hmm. which is unheard of in some places.
And, you know, before I started with Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group specifically,
yeah.
I remember at my previous office, there wasn't that kind of support and collaboration.
Right.
And so for our viewers, what I'm hearing you say is that it's, you know, when choosing a place to work, it's really important to surround yourself with people who really is also, you know, wanting for you to be able to realize your goals as well,
yeah.
and helping each other.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know, sometimes we do these team meetings. Not sometimes, we do these team
yes.
meetings every month. And one of the great things that I see happen is sometimes the team leaders will call successful people up or have a panel
yeah.
and say, "What did you do to get this business?"
Right.
And they're just sharing sure. with everybody at the team meeting what they've had success with, what they've done, and you don't see that in a lot of other
yeah.
places. So yeah. it's really cool.
It is, and. You know, when we work out of scarcity, it's really a difficult thing versus thinking. There's a lot of abundance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The abundant thinking brings a lot more.
Yeah, sure.
And so the more we share, it's not like that you're not going to get enough business because there's more than enough business out there for everybody.
Right.
It's just how could we better serve our community?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so really that's what we're all about. And so I want to ask you the question. You've only been a productivity coach for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Tell us about the success that you're having.
Oh, sure, sure. So when I got into the Clinton office, we had about 16 or 17 people okay. in the coaching program. And so my job is to expand and grow the coaching program, help people find their success. And a month and a half in, we are just about to hit 30. So we've doubled it, which is pretty crazy. It blows my mind
blows
every time
my
I walk
too.
In.
Yeah.
And so
your board keeps getting bigger.
My board
and
keeps getting
yeah.
bigger. I have a board in my office where everybody yes. keeps track of their numbers.
It's tracking.
Yeah.
Yes.
So and it's a little bit of a competitive fun thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but it also gives people this sort of visual of where they are compared to everybody else. Because it's a support as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as of Thursday, we had 17 houses under contract in just the coaching program.
And that's just over a month.
Just over a month.
17
nice.
Contracts.
17, yeah.
That rocks.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely
yeah.
rocks.
It's that these guys that are doing the hard work, yeah.
That
yeah.
really does.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, there's a lot to be said about speed of the leader, speed of the pack.
Yeah.
As we lead and we do a lot of the things that, I think that's been the beauty of being affiliated with Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group. I see all the different people that I've had the blessing to work with,
yeah.
that all the leadership are all on the same page. You know, they're growing,
mm-hmm.
they're working, they've got some great values, they've got some great standards. And, you know, when we can just, you know, emulate that
mm-hmm.
and our agents can, it's our whole team growing together.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And in coaching, the exciting part is I look at everybody in the coaching program as someone on my team.
Yes.
So if they are successful, I'm successful.
That's
if
right.
they have challenges, I have challenges.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like going in like a football team or a
yeah.
baseball
yeah.
team
oh, yeah.
is we all have to help each other and we all coach each other. It's mm-hmm. it's a really supportive environment.
You both have so many amazing things to share. And you've both been relatively newer in the real estate world. Let's really look at what you did before real estate.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of the folks listening, real estate many times is a second, third career.
Mm-hmm.
For some, we do have folks coming right in, you know, from college and things like that. I think I have someone who's 19 years old that I'm coaching currently.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, life skills, you know, we do bring a lot to the table. And what are those things that we can use so that we can start seeing some results and success?
Yeah. So before real estate, I was in social services for about 13 years.
Okay.
And so within social services, I did a lot of teaching. I did a lot of group activities with people. And I think that's where I learned to love teaching and helping people.
Right.
And I completely brought that with me into real estate. So I still get to do what I love. I love teaching. I love being in front of people.
Yeah.
I love hearing success. I love sharing success. So that's what I did.
For me, about 15 years, I was in construction management. So I was kind of into managing things, but I was also know how to use my hands and know how to, you don't get things unless you're going to work hard for it, and you got to keep punching the clock and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what I bring to real estate, many different aspects. And for a couple years, I was self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own company too. So there again, you don't get unless as much as you drive is what you're going to put into it is what you're going to get out of it.
Right.
And that's what I feel like has helped me in real estate.
So when I'm hearing passion and being able to contribute to people and hard work, I keep hearing hard work with you, John. Do you have fun, though, too?
I do.
Do you? What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I coach Little League soccer.
Uh-huh.
That's fun for me. For me, it's being with my family. Anything I do with my family is fun.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your family.
I have three kids, one on the way, three younger kids.
Congratulations.
I have a beautiful wife. She works, too, in the real estate.
Yes.
And it's we talk sometimes about it and what things that she deals with things that I deal with in real estate. So it's cool to have a common bond at home.
So it's really important, again, to have family that support you, especially when you're first starting out. You know, that does help in terms of other people being in your corner and giving you that room and flexibility to grow. What do you do for fun, Eric?
I do a lot of stuff for fun. I mean, so my family's definitely awesome. And I just bought a new house. I just bought a little farmhouse, which is a dream. It was on my vision board, and it came true.
And that absolutely, you know, Gary Keller always says, as real estate professionals, that's one of the things that we all need to be doing is to be homeowners and also investing in real estate.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're in the world of real estate. Why not?
Yep.
And so tell us about, you know, the reality board.
Yeah.
We hear a lot about creating a vision of what we desire in life.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a vision, you know, there's many times it's the darkness. It's like we don't really know what's in store for us. So share with us about that and how often you create these reality boards.
Yeah, so I do. I have the same one that I've had for a long time, and I carry it with me, and it's something that I look at often, and I change, and it really is just inspiration, people I want to get to know, people that have mentored me in my life that I really look up to, who are still here or not here with us any longer. It's things that I'd like in my life. So one of the things that was on the vision board was a farmhouse. I've always wanted some land, and so that came true this year, which was unbelievable, and it's humbling to be able to be in that situation where you can afford to do the things that you want to do.
Right.
It makes you want to work harder, and so I get to play at the farm every day, which is kind of cool. And, you know, so I update it as much as I can, and I write words on it, and sometimes if I don't have it in front of me, I keep a little notebook with me, and things that I hear or things that I want to remember, I just jot them down, and they go on the board, and I change it all the time. It's constantly evolving.
That's such a great piece of advice for everyone today listening.
One thing, can I say,
Usha? Yes.
It's about, he was talking about the vision board, and what he says is like, so some people might look at it like, oh, he bought a farm. But it wasn't he bought a farm. It was what he had to do to get that farm.
Yeah. That's true.
And that was all his hard work he put into this and what he became to get that farm.
Yeah. It's never about what we are able to accomplish. It's about the journey.
The journey,
It's the journey to getting there. And when the journey is fun, when you actually get to whatever goal it is that we have in life, it's so much nicer. It just is, it's like unbelievable. I was able to accomplish that.
And it's bigger than, it is like John said, it's bigger than just being able to buy stuff.
That's
Or have the money to do it. It's about, you know, putting an accomplishment out there, putting a vision out there, and then reaching it. And I wake up every day going, wow, this is the most awesome thing. This is the best decision I've ever done in my life. And I get to have fun and play. It's great.
You're going to really inspire everybody listening to really get on track. If they're not in real estate, they're going to want to be in real estate.
I hope so. Yeah, absolutely the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, and they'll be able to contact you so you could coach them.
Absolutely, 100%, yeah.
If they're in our area, in Bethlehem or Clinton area, absolutely.
Please do.
So is there anything you would like to share in terms of your personal growth? That you focus on a daily basis? You know, I've always been told about growing personally, growing professionally, and I know one thing my coach always challenges me is to create a growth plan each year. What's on your growth plan for the rest of the year and coming up?
For me, I would like to get 20 listings or more
20
for next
listings.
Year. Yeah, maybe possibly 24. We'll see how it goes.
Nice. Is that going to be like your standard of being able to have 20 listings at any given time?
That would be nice, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Exactly, yep. And they always think positive. This year I'm going in, this whole year is positive.
Positive.
Like Eric said, if you think you're going to do it, there's nothing holding you back. It's all mindset. Right. So that's what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to focus on a lot of listings and just expand my database and just lead generate.
Yeah.
When you have disappointments in your life and being able to stay positive, what are the things that you focus on that really pull you out? Because, you know, everything can be shifted in a moment.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you...
Again, it's going to have to be my family.
Everything I do.
I get up every day to go to work because of my family.
Right.
And that's the reason why I do everything. It's make them happy, I'm happy, we're all happy.
I wish we had a picture of your family I'm sure everybody would be like, no wonder.
Yeah. And I'm big into supporting people and helping others that need help. And I feel like by growing myself, becoming bigger, I can give more and do more for people that need more.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that you're sharing all of that with us. Yeah, so, and the last quarter, because we always talk about finishing strong.
Yeah.
Right now, we're focusing on that. We've got business planning coming up. Mm-hmm. Every year, we get to focus on that. So what is your last quarter of this year and coming up for 2007? What's your focus?
My focus is, it's kind of twofold. So I have my own real estate practice. And
that's correct.
So I am a very visual person, like I've said a couple times. And so I keep another board in my office that shows my closings and how many houses I've actually closed. And I set it last year at this time to do 45, and I'm just about to hit it. So 45 closings in a year.
So you're ahead of the goal.
I'm ahead of the goal. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So that's it's an awesome feeling. So what I've been able to do because I've had these closings is I'm hiring an assistant.
Okay, wonderful.
I have a buyer's agent that's coming on board. So my personal business is growing that way. And then the coaching business is just helping, you know, people like John expand and get out of coaching so they can do wonderful and amazing things and other people can come in. And just grow that program to, you know, unbelievable places.
So really getting a lot of the agents to get on their next level.
Yeah.
And, you know, Eric, I've seen the office that you work in and some of the folks that really have supported your growth. What kind of growth have you had in the support aspect of things from the folks, for example, your team leader?
Yeah, so I mean, since day one, I think there's been an unbelievable amount of support and just people who you can go in and say, this is a challenging situation. Mm-hmm. I've never dealt with this before. And for them to be able to look at you and say, you know, we got this, I'll help you. It's, you're not in this alone. Even though you are your own, you know, business, essentially, you have all these people around you, all these leaders that say, what do we need to do to get through this? Mm-hmm. How do we get through this? I've never had anybody not pick up the phone or answer an email. Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody not talk me through a problem. And then also celebrate the success. Wow. You know, that's the greatest thing when you're working with leadership and you do wonderful things that they walk by you or they call you or they email you and say, I heard you did whatever it is that you did. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you for doing that. And you're inspiring other people and you're doing, you know, successful things. And let's share it with everybody. So the leadership, the team leaders, the productivity coaches, the front desk staff. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has been so helpful and kind and willing to stop what they're doing to make sure that your problem or your question is answered and your success is celebrated.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And John, as we're going into 2017, I suppose, where do you see yourself next? With 20 listings, it sounds like you're really got a lot of production already in the pipeline.
I hopefully see myself full-time in real estate, getting out of what I am doing now.
So currently you,
I'm balancing between two different employments.
Yeah.
And I hopefully 100% I want to be in next year, get rid of my other business. And like I said, increase my listings, maybe start working on more buyer sides. Increase the price point of my listings and everything too.
That's
maybe
very
get
important.
Into something like that. Right, right now, more of the investments income, and
so it just looks like you have a very nice financial plan as well.
Yes,
along with your coach. I'm just curious about the dual career. How do you? I know time management we've talked about because, you know, there's a lot of people that do start real estate and they've got dual careers. If there was one thing that they need to hear from you so that they want to be able to create this as their full-time focus, what would that be?
You have to eliminate the things in your career and life that aren't productive or aren't making you any money. That's one thing you have to look at in like a big picture. And you have to see what's working, what's not working. And in real estate, you have to put the time in. You're going to have to put, what did I say, 90 days at least to put the time in until you start to see money. So you have to you know what I mean, get ready for that. You have to forecast for that. And, and just by doing that and time managing, you can, if you got to, it's like a big puzzle. You got to put all the right pieces in there if you want to get to the end of it and see what the big picture is.
I always say to the agents I'm coaching, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. We just threw it out there,
and
now we're
going
to find the corners and start putting that together, and then you know the big picture. Because 80% of real estate is non-licensed activities, and sometimes a lot of it actually takes your focus away. And if you focus on that and not the dollar productive activities, what you're going to find is that you don't really have business that's happening. Without a coach, many times, you know, that can lead to an agent not making any money.
Exactly. Eric always keeps honing you back in, saying, like, are we making money?
Are we making money?
Like, it's always about, are you making money? If you're not making money, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that, right? No. So, and, you know, Eric, I've seen one of your successes that you've had a lot with is social media. You're very good with the lead generation focus with social media. What's worked really well for you?
So Facebook has been a huge, huge help to me. I would say about 40 or 50% of my business came right from Facebook. You know, no advertisement, nothing I paid for, just putting myself out there, offering my services to people, letting people that, you know, I've known or known for a really long time that I'm a realtor and that this is what I do for a living and how can I help? And, you know, and then when people, you know, buy houses and close on their houses, you know, taking pictures and celebrating how that awesome moment when they get to put the key in the door and then sharing that with everybody and saying this could be you, you know, so let's, and that's been pretty successful for me, so
I've always another thing that is really important when I'm coaching agents is, you know, how do you see yourself? I was a nurse for 22 years before I started my real estate business, and really for about 2 years I think I would always call my clients, patients, and you know, it took a while for me to really switch that identity from nurse to realtor.
Oh yeah,
and the sooner you do it, the better it is. The, you know, we all come from different professions, and when our clients can see us as the professional realtor, it's a lot easier to attract business.
I'm not what I did before. I'm a realtor now.
That's right. Exactly. And this is why I'm here to serve you, right? So I love to ask this other question on my show anyway. And that really strictly comes from my coach. And she always talks to me about when we work in our strengths versus trying to fix our weaknesses. I think that's the beauty about real estate, you know, that we can all be using different strengths in different ways to create success for ourselves. And She always says we've all got superpowers. And so if I'd love to ask both of you what you think your superpowers are.
Yeah.
John.
I don't know. I guess I'm good with people. I have compassion. I like to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I work very well with one-on-one when I'm with people. And I feel like they can open up to me, and that's a way so they can trust me.
Right.
And that's one thing about being in real estate. You need your client to trust you,
right?
And they are the most important to you as a client. So that's what I feel like is a good strength I have.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can really see
Thank you.
Yeah, right. And no wonder you have so many listings, because it's really, you know, whenever a seller signs a listing, pretty much right away, it's like, you know, what did I do? You know, did I make the right decision? Did we make the right decision? Did we choose the right person? Mm-hmm. Because there's so many situations where we've heard that the consumers are not satisfied. Mm-hmm. And anymore, it's no longer just being satisfied as much as, will we really have a great experience and the results that we're looking for by hiring you?
Yeah.
So compassion and trust.
Exactly.
It seems like those are your superpowers.
Yeah.
So we're collecting all these superpowers on our show.
I'm going to get bigger.
And it'll be really great for our listeners to also check in with themselves to see what their strengths are.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What about you, Eric?
So the first thing I thought of when you said that was vision. I think I have a supervision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have a supervision. I know I have a supervision.
Superman.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it really is about a vision for myself and my family of where we want to go and the things we want to do in our life. And it's a vision for the awesome people that I get to work with that are buying or selling a house, because sometimes they get wrapped up in the details, and we have to say, you know what? Think about the day you get to walk into this house that you've been waiting for. And so sometimes it's bringing a vision to them that they don't see right away.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's a vision for the coaching agents. It's, you know, you can do amazing things if you just put it in front of you and make it your goal. So supervision.
I like that. I still remember when I had a client that she had been renting for 18 years. And I was my dental hygienist. And we explored that possibility of her purchasing a home. And I could really, you know, see her purchasing a home. And we found the perfect home for her.
Yeah.
And we were ready to write the contract, and she still didn't want to move forward because she couldn't see herself. And it's many times as a first-time home buyer, it's really important for us to be able to share that and give them permission to move forward.
Oh, yeah.
Permission, it's okay. And the great thing about that is we wrote the contract. She checked in with her dentist and my dentist, and, you know, she got the go-ahead. But the great thing was, you know, she bought the home, and then a few years later, that home, she was able to, I sold it in 5 years, and we were able to get $80,000 more on that home.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she met the guy of her dreams. They got married. I got invited to the wedding.
Changing lives.
It is, you know, and I really think vision, again, is really an important part of what we can bring to the people that we serve.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can bring that to a lot of the agents that you coach as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we want to wrap up our time together so that you guys can get out there and lead generate.
Get to work.
Get to work and get some more listings.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a board with the 20 listings, right?
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
It'll happen.
And we're going to celebrate it.
Absolutely.
We're going to.
Yeah.
If there was one piece of advice, so I'm going to start with you, John.
Yes.
In that either someone who's exploring real estate and or someone who's fairly new, or perhaps even someone who's not in production. I mean, they might even be in real estate, but not in production. What word of advice would you give them?
I would give them, make sure to join. What they want to do in real estate, you're going to want to make money. And you want to join a team that's going to be there for you and have the tools that's going to help you succeed and reach the goals that you want to reach. And that's why I picked Keller Williams and KPG.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have everything there that's needed for what I need at that time and what for future growth.
For future growth.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great words of advice for
sure.
Yeah. How about you? For anyone exploring leadership opportunities and also real estate growth in their business.
So I think it's get to work.
You know?
Yeah, get to work. I mean, it really is. It's a job that you have to throw yourself into and with huge rewards.
Yeah.
And leaders in the past have said to me, it's huge risks and huge rewards.
Yeah.
So, and I think of that every day. So put the work in. If you're interested in being leadership, make sure that the leaders in your area or around you know that you want to be a leader, because the opportunities could be a minute away. So let them know, you know, and explore and learn about yourself. Learn how to grow and change and share ideas and listen to what people have to tell you.
I think I could talk to you guys for a long time. I think you had said till 6 o'clock, and we're not going to do that today. I really had such a great time. The things that you both shared, I really think that the viewers are going to get so much out of. And I can't thank you both enough. I'm looking forward to celebrating your success. And thank you so much for coming today. And for our viewers, I hope you got a lot of great information today. Eric and John, absolutely. What a joy to be able to see the dynamics in how they work and their focus on their success. So I hope you'll join me again on one of the other shows that we have on The Path. And I look forward to absolutely sharing some additional superpowers of some of our rising stars.